What's up, everybody, and welcome on into
Thank you.
Thank you, Sergio. Is Kate Middleton dead?
Middleton, the princess?
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that what's going on around the world right now? So she's disappeared. They're punishing her. The music just led me to royalty. That's where it's producer Joe's fault.
And I was thinking of us. I wasn't thinking of no Kate Middleton. But
All right. Episode 5 of spring training coming at you here. I am Steve. I got Keith.
What's up, fellas?
Over here. What's up?
Doing good, man. How are you guys doing?
Hanging. How'd you get that field access, bud?
How'd I get what?
That field access.
Well, you know, I just called Uncle Steve and I was like, hey, what's up, bud? You know, I'm going to come by.
Booty's up.
Do podcasts. And he was like, sure thing, Keith. And here I am.
Booty's up, Keith.
It was good having an uncle in high places.
Inflation.
Yeah, that's right. And as always, my good friend Rodriguez right down there. What's going on, sir?
Not much. Let's talk Mets, dude. Let's go. I'm so ready for this show.
This is a fun episode. Every year we kind of get together and go through what our prediction is going to be and see how spot on we are at the end of the season.
Unfortunately, we're dead on.
Did you get a Zero Bite Joe stuff? Or
I did. Yeah, Zero Bite Joe. Speaking of, is he back there?
Oh, sorry. Thanks for the sound effect. Well, producer Joe.
All right. Well,
eating flies as usual.
Well, you know, it's funny when he plays those, you know, the cricket noises, you don't fall asleep.
I wasn't on the stage. Sorry. I didn't realize that. I'm talking like he's ignoring me. And Steve's not falling asleep. And I don't know what's up if Steve's not falling asleep. Am I really talking? Get it?
I'm surprised that me and Rodriguez didn't leave the stream somehow. That's what I was surprised about.
That's fantastic. No, this producer Joe here. Yeah, we're good with this guy.
Yeah, we'll see how long
long this Joker hangs around.
So all right, well, Joe doesn't care if you're good with him or not. He's just going to be Joe.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh boy.
So, all right, as I stated at the onset here, this is our prediction show. We're going to go through each individual player, see where each of us kind of lands on where, how we think they're going to perform this year. Some outliers, and some people have some splaining to do sometimes. So we'll get to all that. A little bit of news. We have our fifth starter officially. Rodriguez, big drip. He's there.
Tyler, big drip. He's earned it. He's pitched one complete game combined. Good job, Tyler.
We'll talk about that and all of our predictions right on after this. Let's get this party started, producer Joe.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, boy. All right, welcome on in, Terzio.
Wow,
what's up? The Brooklyn Water Coffee commercial. We've terminated that contract.
You know what's funny is that the person that we speak with or used to speak with from that company works for another company, and his advertisement on YouTube came up prior to me coming on here.
Did it?
With him all over the video.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is
funny. Funny, like ha ha.
Funny, like.
All right.
Classy.
So
very classy.
Let's start off here with the talk of our brand new official fifth starter, but probably going to start the third game for us based on matchups. Weird dynamic there. But Rodriguez, why don't you jump in on here on Big Drip Ty Lure? What did you see from him in the spring training? Yep.
Same. You could almost say the same bull stuff, but with a little bit more purpose, I guess. He's got that ball dripping. If he's called the Big Drip, I'm going to call that ball the Big Dripper, because that ball is just going straight down, man. It's pretty nice. And he's throwing strikes. He's being aggressive, like we've always said. What is that? Is that the Big Dripper?
Balls are flying by.
Didn't even see. No, listen. Maybe that's in your little apartment.
That's pitches flying by. Hello.
Who is this?
I
should have
said pitches, huh? I don't know what. I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody kicked that producer Joe and replaced him with somebody else.
Ooh, I like this. I think producer Joe's had a little bit too many chocolate candies.
What about that other whistle? Ready? Ready? Rodriguez, you miss this guy?
Yeah,
you
miss
this girl?
Guy.
You miss this lady?
I missed that. Yeah, man. I used to always be threatening people with that. I was
you know what you need to do, Rodriguez? Instead of knocking the wall behind you, you need to get a broom and bang on your ceiling, because I think Joe's moving upstairs.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to fight that raccoon for space. Whoever wins.
Terzio commenting. The corner. Joe feels alive tonight.
There you go. Thank goodness.
Hey, we're a week before opening day. That's what we
got.
Do
a fifth starter. We're ready to go, man. We got good news, right? Tell us about the good news.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.
Copyright infringement there. I
go from YouTube. Gone.
We don't say what you're saying. What?
All right, listen, the good news, more good news. We got the fifth starter. More good news. Kodai Senga, a clean bill of health, MRI clean. Will resume throwing in about a week, so you're really not missing too much of the season.
It's
there.
Probably the workouts he gets at home. You! Shoulders really strong again.
Oh man. Yeah, Sean Reed Foley also.
1 million. $2 million.
That's more like $3 million. That's Sean Reed Foley right there. His arm fatigue seems good to go. He's hitting 97 out there, you know, in the game and on the backfields.
Right down the middle.
Hey, things. Hey. Yeah,
it's for horses.
Knock, knock, knock. But we're looking pretty good here. Pretty good.
Pretty
good. Pretty good. You want to touch on this subject for a second, the Shohei Ohtani translator scandal. Keith, have you heard about this?
No.
So
you don't believe that,
turns
right?
Out Shohei Ohtani's translator stole money from him, placed said money on an illegal gambling site to win money on. I don't even know what the bet was on, to be honest with you. I don't know if Joe knows. So he's been fired. There's some allegations that the stories have changed from each side. Like Ohtani's camp said there was no issue with, you know, I gave him the money or something. Then later on changed the story to it's stolen money. So I don't know what's going to come of this, but if something that how I'm not well, laugh at this yet. How weird it would be if there
careful.
Is some stuff going on there and
it's
the
not
Dodgers
us.
Have this and it's not us.
First of all, do we know what he was betting on? Was it a baseball?
I'm gonna try
was
and
Dodgers
try and
was it Ohtani specific?
College football, NBA, NFL, and soccer. According
oh, okay.
to
look at that. Producer okay. Joe, look at like a whip today.
If there's no MLB, it's really not going to affect the Dodgers or Ohtani. But if it was some MLB betting and there was some back and forth on whether he stole the money or was given to him, depending on what those bets are, we might be looking at a Pete Rose situation. But from what Rodriguez just said, there's no MLB betting going on there. So, I mean, what can happen?
The guy, I say he bet on the MLB.
That's a problem, man. I mean,
you don't. You only drink vodka? No.
Yeah, you can't. A lot of things. You can't shun one of the greatest players of all time, Pete Rose, and protect Ohtani. You know, Ohtani right now
is
baseball. He's the face. They've done it. He's international. He's got so much money wrapped in him. So. It's going to be interesting to see if it comes out that there was baseball bet on and he actually gave the money to this guy. What's going to come of that? I mean, what's fair is fair. What you do to one guy, you got to do to the next in terms of punishment for the same crime.
Oh, thank God he's not a freaking Met. That's all I'm saying. Let's really say what we want to say. Thank God this is not our Met.
I agree, Tom. He's being Pete Rosed.
Yeah. But so I think the issue here is not only what did he bet on, but where the funds went through. It's some type of illegal gambling situation there.
There's a lot of PR stuff in here too. You know what I mean? So like George's point, I think there's going to be some damage control that's done on this because
For sure,
that's a big hit losing Ohtani to some kind of a gross offense, such as gambling on yourself or baseball. I wonder if Tyson's putting in a bet on himself.
Wouldn't be surprised. I definitely think there's got to be some damage control here because that's the face of baseball, is Ohtani. Dom says his career is probably over. We went really that went. South, real all quick. Right, I don't know. We don't know.
He's a Met fan, right? jumped right off the bridge, the first sign of a ball.
Because Mets. Hashtag because the Mets. That's my new thing.
Oh my God.
He's not out. Another Dodger connection today. Yamamoto. This is what I woke up to, producer Joe, with spreading great news for my fantasy team of Yamamoto just getting absolutely shelled. And then the game ends. It's like 15 to 12 or some shit, some stuff. And I have Freddie Freeman, and I'm like, oh, look at this high-scoring game. Freddie Freeman's got to be involved in something. He's got 2 points, 1-for-4, 2 strikeouts. What happened? Stupid fantasy.
Muncy gave me like 5 points. Maxie or whatever his name is. Maxie Pad.
Muncy.
And yes, F Yamamoto. That's what you get for not accepting the Mets offer.
Oh, for yeah.
Dude, enjoy life in La Land.
I don't want to. This is what happens with the Mets. And guys get off to a bad start that we wanted. And then he's just going to start mowing everybody down. That's, you know. I don't want that.
It's all right. It doesn't matter. We get one. We get one in our pocket. Your first start of the year, you got shelled.
All right. This other thing that I want to show you guys, it annoyed the shit out of me to the extent that I needed to show you guys to annoy the shit out of you guys also.
Oh, why not? Because he loves company, right?
Appreciate that, Kirk.
My apologies, producer Joe. I'm going to hijack for a second, and I'm going to share this bad boy out here. It's disturbing to me.
Yes, what happened here.
So, all right. So I don't have to set anything up. There's a runner on first base. Lindor is playing short, and you'll see what happens here.
What's
a better view here? This, no. It's gonna be this. All right.
Whatever view it is, I'm looking.
All right, here we go.
Wait a minute. What the hell?
Kelly goes. And it'll be strike him out, throw him out to end the inning.
I was wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, check this out.
I'm going to go mute and give my opinion right now.
It was in time, but we were talking about the new rules. Well, one of the new rules is you cannot block the bag.
Any of the bag. You got to give the...
He had the whole second half of the bag, of the half of the bag to slide into.
Yeah, so apparently, based on what the announcer was saying on the...
Did you not hear the rule? You cannot clearly any part of the bag. His his foot was clearly covering the front of the bag.
And clearly, your bag and your rule.
Clearly.
And clearly, it doesn't matter.
What I have to say to the rules...
You guys suck.
Exactly. It's a terrible rule.
Okay. I am so, like, I feel like this is the very first time that all of us, Keith is on me, okay, that all of us and everybody in the comments all agree this is a really shitty rule.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I thought it was going to be them showing off Alvarez's arm. I was like, all right.
So in other words, you could just steal second base at will.
It's Ole.
Second baseman was everywhere in your way to catch the ball. You're safe. This is a bullshit.
Wait, and what happened?
Got that right.
Like from last year to this year, that didn't happen since the Tejada thing. Like why is it now happening? Do I not remember like a bad situation at second base last year?
I don't remember myself, but I'll be honest with you. Even the Tejada thing was unfortunate as that was. Mm-hmm. It's baseball. It didn't happen prior to Tejada. It didn't happen often. There's accidents that happen. It's just like, what are you going to do? If there's an accident on an intersection, close all intersections in America. Things happen. You need to be careful. You need to watch what you're doing as a runner and also as the second baseman. So because what? Tejada broke his leg in that particular instance? Yes.
A bad rule.
Who was that second baseman? Dodgers. But I'm saying like you're going to – he was hardly blocking second base.
Listen, yeah. I get I do understand it. Let me just – take it down a notch and just relax. I get it. I get what could happen to the guy blocking the base. Guy comes in with the spikes, cuts him, whatever. And then what happened to Tejada with this guy Utley? But that thing with Utley was a little bit more extreme. I get that you're trying to protect the person. But on that play, both players are giving up. You know, San Francisco Lindor is not really going hard at the guy to try to block it. And the guy knows that he's out by about three steps. So he's kind of sliding into it. You could just tell that everything slowed down at that instance. So you got, as an umpire, you got to be able to make that distinction there, not caught and say the guy, I guess the rule is a rule. I don't know. It's such a traditional thing to block the base, dude. It's I've done it all my life. It's really hard to see something like that just get taken away. And it just feels like you're dumbing the game down. And little things like that are part of strategy and knowing how to play the game and stopping a guy from scoring. That's a little strategy thing to block that. You know, you shouldn't block it because you can get hurt. But if you block it, you stop the guy from scoring. It's a chance you take.
At second base, I don't so much agree. At home plate, I get it. Because those collisions at home plate, they're like football collisions. So I get it.
But I know that. I play catcher. Trust me.
You know, I mean, we went through years and years, up until that rule came in, over 100 years of baseball, without that rule having to take place. It's, to me, soft. It's weak. It's nonsense. And it's just trying to appease somebody who probably cried about it. It's bullshit. It's a bad rule, and it should be removed. He wasn't even blocking the base. If you look, his back leg was stretched out towards the base more so. He wasn't blocking the base. And to Farachi's point, he was out by like 3 or 4 feet. So it was obvious either way he was out.
The runner knew. So he let up, you know.
The runner probably even didn't realize that that's a rule.
Yeah, I, if you're a second most baseman, likely. You do certain things at your own risk, like you were saying, Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you just might get spiked if you just put yourself in a way. So, you know, I think that is a rule that's terrible. I think the second base slides and person manning the base should regulate itself in a sense that you're going to put your own risk factor into play, whether you move out of the way or not. You know, there hasn't been that many injuries. So a couple of bad injuries, but but how many plays a second base versus how many injuries has there been? Again,
well, that was my
home plate rule, but that second place rule is terrible, and it's things like that.
You know what?
Baseball away from traditional.
Let's just see how it plays out this year. How much of a difference it really makes during the season? let's just see how it plays out. Because some of the stuff that we've seen, and I'll be the first to say it, I've said no. And you know, I don't mind the pitch clock. I like the game to move along at a quicker pace. I initially didn't like it because of the pitcher. I want to be able to, you know, read the game, look at the bases, have a little time to catch my breath. But, you know, I get it too. And you have a full team for that. You have managers, you have coaches, people that can tell you what's going on. So in the majors, at least. So I think it's fair. It's a fair thing. So maybe let it play out this year.
I was pretty objective on the pitch clock. I didn't like it at first, but I was a little objective because I understood it. I don't understand this at all. I think it takes.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question.
They're looking to stop any type of injury there like that at second base because at any given time.
Rodriguez, you'll be the first one to agree with me when I say these guys work out so hard and build all these muscles. They injure themselves more than the game injures them. So
that's true. That's true. That's a nitpicky rule. I get it. But, you know, maybe at the end of the day, it won't really even matter.
This Jersey,
I'm not sure on that. If it's part of, part of the replay or not.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Terzio is asking if it's part of the replay rule. I'm not sure. But that's why I was just wondering if there was a knee-jerk reaction to something that happened last year that I don't remember.
I don't know where that came from. Do you guys? I don't.
Let me just mute myself.
Yeah, probably that reaction is probably what set it off.
Okay, so I'm glad I was able to anger everybody. This is good.
Thanks, Raj.
Good. Yeah, everybody seemed a little like their blood pressure was down.
You see something?
Yeah. I did see it.
There you go. See? Joe brings it back.
Thanks,
good job, producer Joe.
Very, very, very well done.
That's very rarely said, you know. That's very rarely said and meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that in the past you've given compliments to producer Joe that you haven't meant?
No, I've meant every single one. That's why, you know, I don't give him many or any usually.
Joe, you're amazing. I love you, buddy.
Yeah. Bullshit. Keith is trying to.
What a brown noser! Good.
I don't
want to
get taken out of the stream again.
So blatant.
Last week he kept pulling me out.
That's what she said.
No. All right, let's do this thing. Prediction time.
Let's do it quick.
Everybody, some on time, and some not quite on time. Sent in their predictions. For each of the players on the team, and then later in the season we'll see.
But were we all on time as you were on time sending it to us?
Oh wow, wow, Terzio, it's not that show yet. Not win totals yet.
Oh my God, poor Terzio's already trying to look
for wins.
What's he gonna bet on? What's he gonna bet on, Terzio? What's the bet? 84.
What's the 84? 87 wins, lose National League Championship to the Dodgers. I'll take that, Bohan.
I'll take that.
I'm signed on the dotted line right now.
All right, here we go. Let's start it off here. Let's start it off with Mr. Francisco Alvarez, the backstop of the future here. Here's where we have him total on average, and then I don't think there's many discrepancies on the power numbers. We have him at 252, 26 home runs, 76 RBIs.
Great numbers for our second year catcher. Great numbers.
Keith, how probable do you think that is? Terzio says 30 and 70 for.
Oh, really?
Close.
What do we have for the average again? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
252, 26 home runs, 76 RBI.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, I think I picked his RBIs a little lower and average. I think I picked a little lower, if I remember correctly. But I'd be extremely happy with that.
On the average is where, I mean, there was some percentage points there. I have him on the low end at 235. Joe has him at the high end of 265. I'll take 265. Give it to me.
Take that.
I think I picked like high 240s or something. I don't remember off the top of my head. But
full-time catcher nowadays, I'll take that. second year player. Good,
big numbers coming. But Bohan has him at 36 home runs, 88 RBIs. That's
wow. That's what happens. That's the guy who's going to flip out when he doesn't hit 31 home runs and he only hits 26.
I mean, he's not a Piazza or anything like that, but I really do think that he has potential to be one of, if not the best hitting catchers in baseball for a.
He's going to be a power guy, dude.
Guy. On top of that, forget these numbers for a second. He was number one in frame rate last year as a first year catcher.
He did a good job behind the plate, even defensively.
And his defense was his arm. That's why I thought that clip was about his arm.
Yeah, he's a good catcher.
He did some Benito Santiago moves with his arm last year. Yeah. So I'm happy to see how he progresses in terms of his defense.
Defense.
Listen, to me, the catcher, I'm old school. Catcher and shortstop defense is huge. We have a great defensive and offensive shortstop. And it looks like we have the same at catcher, so we're pretty fortunate in terms of
the middle and in the center field positions.
He's just bright with that kid. So
Isaac, he's got the Mets at 79-83. That's next week's show. Alvarez 28 home runs, 70 RBI, 245. That's
there you go, big guy. Well done. Yeah,
right looks now. Like most of the chat agrees with us,
George. And I'm going to butcher this name. Is it Hervey? Herv? 247, 32, and 78. Yeah, we'll take all that. All right, let's start. Let's get out into the infield. Let's start at first base, Mr. Uh-oh. Pete Alonso, the future co-captain of this team.
There you go. Polar bear.
Just take a listen to what we're projecting.
My favorite, Matt.
The official put it in the book show projection for Pete Alonso is he bounces back to a nice 264 average.
Whoa.
45 home runs and 118 RBI.
Can I hear what we all picked for the average? Because that's high.
Yes. So I have 245. Keith, you 264, 268 for Rodriguez, and 280 for Joe.
Wow. I know I picked
Who
high.
Who's that guy?
You guys were going to pick high.
He's the MVP.
I think he's going to have a lot of help this year, guys. I think the guys behind him and in front of him are going to get on base and hit and make it hard for pitchers to shy away from him, and he's going to get the pitch that he wants a lot more. So I think he can hit almost 270 easy with a lot of RBIs and a lot of home runs.
Yeah, last year he was a little bit rough with the average, but I think he
was trying too hard, I think.
Dom and George.
He has a good eye at the plate. He just gets over anxious. With age and maturity a little bit, I think that he can be a little more patient up that average, to your point, Rodriguez. Yep.
You guys see these? I'll just read off these quickly. Home run totals, 43, 52, 48, 55, 50. Bohan says can't hit 270 if you spotted him 30 points.
Wow. Wow. He's looking to This is crazy. You guys are looking way too high. You could be really disappointed. He might be more of a gap to gap guy a lot of times, you know, and stop hitting so many home runs. So
home run totals, Keith was the lowest. Keith was the lowest home run total, 43. I went 45, 47 Rodriguez, 46 for Joe, and then RBI ranged from 112 to 123.
That's fair with the RBIs and with the home runs. You know what's funny is I really wanted to predict a breakout year for him. I was thinking that he can get in the upper 50s. Not that he's not capable of it.
Wouldn't be surprised.
But I started really just kind of thinking about it. I think he's going to concentrate more on hitting in the gaps this year. And it's going to lower his home run total to, 43, what I picked. So, I mean, that's still amazing, obviously. But I think
Next year, he's going to have these guys that are going to be better players for him, like the Baddies, the Vientos. You know, if everything goes well and they become better players, they're going to become better supporting players. And that's going to boost him up, and he's going to be able to hit even more, dude. He's going to be able to go for home runs at a bigger clip. He's going to try to hit doubles. He's going to get more RBIs because these guys are going to be on base. He's just going to look like a monster if these guys develop.
Especially with Alvarez behind him at four next year.
And if Juan Soto right there, there you go. Yeah.
You.
Bye-bye, Martin.
You're good, you. You're good, you.
You.
Yo. Yo. Nah, nah. You're good, you.
I just hope he stops that grabbing his crotch at the pitcher thing. Because let me tell you something. I don't like it, dude. I don't like it. If I was pitching and this guy does that, the next one goes right by his head. I won't hit him in the head because I don't believe in headhunting, but I will scare the bejesus out of him if I can. You know, and he will not grab his crotch and look at me. Juan Soto will never grab his crotch and look at me.
I'm sorry.
It would never happen.
Okay. Sorry.
He's going to defend him. Yeah, he's going to do that when he's on the Yankees when we play.
We're not having two different conversations. It's my fault. My bad.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
I got angry. I'm sorry. All right,
let's move over to
reel it in.
I'm trying. Thank you, Joe. All right. Jeff McNeil. Our bulked up second baseman. So everybody was concerned about him not seeing enough pitches. And you see his first at bat was like a 13, 14 pitch at bat. Jeff McNeil, here's our prediction officially. 297, 13 home runs, 69 RBI.
Boom. I would love it.
It's a good year. Playing all the positions that he plays. That's a fantastic year. I'll take it.
Power numbers were between 12 and 15, spot on there. Joe was the low at 285. Rodriguez the high at 318, mm-hmm. and that's a good range.
I hope Rodriguez is low.
How dare you? How dare you, Dom?
What did Dom say?
He just said bad prediction. I don't know.
Okay.
So what's your prediction, Dom?
What's your prediction, Dom? Let's see. You're either the 330 Met fan or you're gonna be the 252 Met fan. Let's see which average he goes.
Wow, Bohan.
There we go.
Punch McNeil.
285.
Okay.
So he's that Met fan. Yeah. All right, Dominic. Good luck to you, Dom. I hope it comes true.
Dom is smoking hopium over there.
Smoking opium.
Dom's above us, but I mean, like Hervé, George, even Bohan is a little low on the average and RBI.
Dom, man, I would love that, dude. I would love to see those stats at the end of the year. I hope you're right, and we're 100% wrong.
I love Jeff McNeil, regardless.
All right, he's all right.
Criticism, but.
That's good.
We have young second baseman coming up. Jeff McNeil's 31, 32. He's got to go by.
Why are we kicking everybody out the door right now?
I'm enjoying him right now. I'm not kicking him out.
All right. Right?
So creepy.
Timmy, I believe that. Terzio ate paint chips as a kid. And back then,
look at that.
Asbestos was legal.
Voted the most stylish player.
Look at the hair. Look at the asbestos hair.
Stylish player in baseball, Francisco Lindor. What did we come to here? We got 268, 31 home runs, and 104 RBI.
Oh, wow. You guys must have really high predictions.
Well,
no, that's not what I picked, right? What I put out there for options.
All right. We'll go through this. Keith, 273, 31, and 104.
Okay.
Rodriguez, 278, 31, and I'm sorry, 29 and 98. So you were the low man on both those. And then Joe at 260, 32 home runs, 110 RBI. He was the high man on that. And I am at 260, 30 home runs, and 105 RBI.
George says he's going to be 30-30 club this year.
Oh, yeah, he was 30-30 last year. He was 31 home runs. And 30 stolen bases last year.
I'm good with that.
All these projections, I think we'd all be just fine with all these projections.
Yeah, they would be very nice. 259.
But look at all the numbers that's coming up there.
All right, guys.
In the same kind of ballpark, within a few here and a few there.
There has not been a major disagreement yet. We have not gotten there, but I feel like some of this
not
stuff
yet.
All right, we had to what we hope is our everyday third baseman for a very long time, and that's Brett Beatty. Mm-hmm. For Beatty, we have him at 246, 14 home runs, and 50 RBI.
Wow. Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good, I guess.
I'm sure some of our guys in here are going to start coming through with their predictions here.
I had him a little higher, I think.
Yeah.
So here's my thing, right? Because he was drafted from college. I expect a little more from him. He's not a 19-year-old kid. His body and his muscle form is a little different. I'm expecting him to be a little more than that, but I don't think he will be. Maybe soon, but I don't think this year is the year that he breaks out. And I fear that we won't give him the opportunity to continue working on himself if he doesn't.
Well, looking at so there's a gap here. George saying Beatty, no idea, but hopeful. Tom thinks Beatty's going to be DFA'd by June 15th. And then the rest of these guys are kind of in line. Terzio, 249, 12 and 55. Hervé, 253, 18 and 60. 255, 20 and 75. That's good. That's I'll take that, Dom. So looking at ours, Rodriguez is the highest on Beatty, just overall. 282, 19, and 84. That is
only because that's what he's supposed to be. That's the guy he's supposed to be. And home run wise, he didn't play a full season. So his stats are pretty much like half a season stats. Well, he was off and on. So if I'm projecting a full season, remember these projections are based on everyone being healthy and playing the necessary games. So if he plays at third base, the necessary games he has to play, and he's healthy, he's a high average guy, contact guy. He's a big guy, so he's going to get like 19 home runs. And if he's batting seventh or eighth, there's going to be a couple of guys in front of him, probably Marte, probably Alvarez. Those guys will be on base. He can drive them in and get some RBIs in there. He has to prove it this year. Well, he has to give a big taste of it, at least go crazy for a couple of months, maybe die down. So that'll keep his job. But if he doesn't step up, he's not going to be the third baseman.
So real quick before we move on to Mark Vientos, the low end of this, your nemesis when it comes to our third baseman, has him at 235, 5 home runs, and 23 RBI.
That would suck. His career is over, basically.
Who's that? Who was it, Rodriguez?
My nemesis? I don't have a nemesis.
Who picked opposite you on Beatty? Who do you think?
Who, as far as the guys in our
division? Yes. Our division, yes. The four of us.
Our division and our little group here would probably be Joe.
You are right. You are correct, sir. I was waiting for Joe to ring the bell.
Joe hates with a passion, and he loves with a passion, I suppose. But he hates with a really great passion. So if Beatty doesn't step up, Joe's gonna hate him until he steps up. So he will trounce him at every chance he gets.
Correct. You know, I think his glove is gonna be detrimental if he doesn't wake up and. Or does not wake up, but he doesn't step up and have some good defense this year, because he had a little rough patches last year with the defense. If his defense is on point, they will suffer his bat a little bit until he starts coming around. And I think that'll be beneficial to both him. Did Joe do that or did he just drop? I think that'll be beneficial to both him and the team if he can get that glove strong, because you know, that was a sour point big time with him, was the glove.
And so, kudos to him too. And Lindor, obviously for,
yeah, he's been working on it. So, right. Yeah. I'm all about, because you know, it's frustrating, but it's also kind of refreshing that the Mets management made it clear to the fans that hey, we're not out to win a championship this year. Not that we're not going to try, but we're working more on building based off of our last year performance. And it set an expectation where I can enjoy the season more so, where last year it was really hard to enjoy the season because we went into the season with an expectation and it just tanked like after month one. So
Joseph, that's a new name. Let's go Mets. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Let's move it on to the other. What happened there? That's not nice for the fans to hear that who are paying their hard money. I've been told come back next year.
What do you mean? Pay the hard money
about expectations or?
Oh,
yeah, well you know, all right. Let's.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You got to step back and build sometimes, but yeah.
And who, like, this could be like we said a couple of weeks ago, I think I said, you know, this is might be the seasons that we don't have the expectations that it's a fun season playing games, you know, meaningful games in September, right? Again, that we didn't do with the old folks from last year. Raul, what's up, my friend? I think Beatty will take over third base and have a good season, but I think Vientos will be traded by the Mets. All right. Okay. That's always a potential. All right, let's get into Mark Vientos here. We have him all told at 250, 17 home runs, and 45 RBI.
I think that says a lot, Farach, because when you have somebody who you think is like a prodigy, I think you go ahead and you pick bigger numbers for them. It doesn't mean he's young, so it doesn't mean that he's not going to grow into something. But I think those numbers right there on average, it says a lot for what we think as the Put It in the Book Show team thinks about our future with him. What do you think?
Well, there was a range here. So I had him low at 225. Rodriguez has him at 260. Like, you guys are all in the same room. I'm the only one who had him down that low at batting average. Mm-hmm. 256 for Keith, 262 Rodriguez, 257 for Joe. Terzio says 225. Dom says 253. So there's a range. You know, he's a second year player. So there's going to be a wide range of outcomes fans think is going
to
happen.
Nobody knows. Yeah, nobody knows.
He has to keep climbing. He has to keep going up, dude. He has to project just like he did all through the minors. He can't just go back and hit only 200, 210 in the major leagues. He's got at least the low end. Let's say the low end is 250. If he does 250 and he hits over 20 home runs, he's solid.
That's a
he's
giant fine. Step forward. Yes,
that's a really good step forward and becoming a third year player. He can jump on that and get into the big power numbers. But he has to. It's just time to put up or shut up, you know?
Right.
You have guys in the minors that are right there. Chomping at the bit.
It was Vogelfat was getting all the playing time. Yes.
Vogelfat was directed.
He does need more of a chance. Let's not completely blame Buck. I love Buck. I just think that the GM was a little much too involved on the on-field decisions last year. Yeah. I think that's going to be different this year.
They told him to play him. They told Buck, play this guy. That's all there is to it.
So, yeah. Right.
What's he gonna do?
All right, let's move it along to the outfield here. We start off in left field. I don't know. I'd see what picture Joe had up there. And with our brand new left fielder, the number two left fielder in all of baseball, wow. Mr. Smiles himself, Mr. Hustle, Mr. Drenched after a game walk-off hit there, like Brandon Nimmo. Nimmo, here's our – listen to this. 286, 19 home runs, 63 RBI.
Boom. What a great season. Let's do it.
That's good. Bada-bing. Oh, that's good. That's good. He could be better, but that's good.
High water mark for average was Joe at 305. I was 275.
Wow.
Keith 276 and Rodriguez 286. So,
and you know he'll have a big on base percentage too, right? I mean, he really has a good eye at the plate. So, Mama Farach, your boy's going to have a good year.
Terzio, 285, 27 home runs and 76. That's a lot, Terzio. 27 bombs out of Nimmo.
I think he's capable, though, but I think if he hits 27 bombs at 286, he's going to more be like a 256. But
if Nimmo didn't lead off bat at second and you had like an Acuna batting first, Acuna's going to make them throw a lot of fastballs to Nimmo, and Nimmo can load up on him.
McNeil out again.
It doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter. Right. I don't care about McNeil. I want the Mets to win.
McNeil could be a part of that.
I don't care about him. He's a good guy.
All right. Just try not to think about golf, all right? All right, let's move on to center
why
field.
Why does he have to play golf?
Harrison Bader, our center fielder. Great defensive guy out there. When it comes to – look at this guy.
He looks like Jake Paul. Michael Tyson's going to kick the crap out of you.
Oh, my God. Tyson's going to kill Jake Paul. But, yeah. He does look like him with a less beard.
Bader, we have a 257, 10, and 42. I think we'll absolutely take that. Injured list says Isaac.
That really does suck, though, for a center fielder. Honestly, come on, man.
I know. But
stop.
If he's giving us the defense, he's saving runs there for us in center field.
Freaking Nimmo is nowhere near as fast or as good an outfield as this guy, and he gave us great defense. It's how you position the guy, the player, depending on the batter and the pitcher. Hey, you just have to know how to play. We need a guy that can hit 25 home runs. 9-1-1.
Yeah, but he gave us no offense.
He's in Venezuela right now with his feet kicking.
With his mansion.
Mansion looking over the ocean. He's all right.
All right. Moving on to right field. Final position out there, Starling Marte. Fully healthy Starling Marte. We have him 262, 13, and 47.
That's low end for him, boy. A fully healthy. Very nice.
Wow, there it is.
now the batting average makes
sense. He's motivated.
The power numbers. No, the power numbers will go. That'll happen when you do things like this before the game. But hey, I lose a little bit. I lose a couple of home runs off of that. You're good, Marte.
Joe was the low average guy at 240. I was the high average guy at 275.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to have a good on-base percentage, and I think he's going to get a lot of stolen bases and get across the plate a whole bunch for us. Despite
he's going to get a lot of rest, I think. I don't know if he's going to play that much and that hard, but when he's on, he's going to stay on the field, and when he's off, he's going to get some rest because he's an older player, and you don't want him twitching an oblique. You know, trying to pick up a popcorn tin or something. Who knows what he does?
Obviously, he's the type of player that if you tell him he's going to get a little more rest, he's not going to be happy with it. So,
no, he'll be furious. What you mean? Isaac, 50 stolen bases. Take it easy on that groin, bro.
That's great. She should take it easy on the groin. That's the problem.
You worried about her groin, Frotty?
No. Yes, I am, actually. I would like the groin to be fully intact, well-rested, worked out, whatever's best for him.
Let it go.
All right, let's get on that rubber, Rodriguez.
You want some rubber for his groin?
That sounded weird. Just so weird.
I know. All right, so we start off with Mr. Quintana. 12 and 8. We've got him at 12 and 8, a 3.89 ERA.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Our opening day starter.
I mean, based on what he's done in spring training, that whole one and a half games, I think he can win 15 games this year, 16 games, and the guys give him some run support. He'll team up. I mean, remember, we have Diaz now. So it's not like it's automatic that we're going to lose. It's Adam Ottavino is going to give up a home run, or Drew Smith is going to come in the eighth inning, give up a home run. Ottavino gives up a triple, and then we lose the game. No, we got Diaz now. We got the trumpet man coming up. He's going to win us at least. He's going to save. Well, let's not talk about him yet. But
who was the low ERA average on him, Faraj?
Lowest ERA for Quintana was me.
What?
Keith was at 3.79. Actually, Rodriguez, you were the high, 4.10.
Yeah. I think he's going to give up four. Yeah, I think he's going to have a really bad stretch, but he's going to come back strong and finish.
What was yours, Frotch? Ferracci? I'm sorry if I didn't hear it.
3.75. Mine was the I had the lowest.
Yeah, can you imagine? 3.75
was the lowest. 3.90.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right in the middle.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say 3.3 something.
No, no, no. 3.89.
My apologies.
You always listen very well. I
do.
I would
what?
Not, you know.
No, I hear you just fine.
Terzio says 3.45.
What?
Bohan, wow. Give us 160 innings. Hell yeah. That's what we need out of Quintana.
What?
Exactly what he gave us last year.
Dude, do the whole year. That's it.
Right. All right.
He'll win what? Games like that.
What? All right. Our number two starter. Oh, look at this guy.
Okay.
Can we talk about Terzio's Nito predictions?
Okay.
110, no home runs, 5 RBI. 5 RBI at a Nito.
He's not even on the team, Terzio.
All right. Severino. Wow, Isaac. Isaac is a believer. Isaac is a believer. 16-7, a 3.4 ERA.
He's capable.
Look at Isaac. What did I say, Ferracci?
Well, and he actually said, I think it was today, that this is the first spring that he's made through fully healthy since 2019, and he had a fairly, really good year that year.
That doesn't make me feel comfortable, though.
Quintana, Raul says, Quintana, 14-9, ERA 3.80. Sevi, give us 160 innings, says Bohan. For us, really similar to Quintana, 13-8. One more win, same amount of losses, and oddly enough, completely different set of ERAs, but the same 3.89 average came out.
Wow,
that's Quintana. Yeah. High and low here. Joe, believer, 3.30 ERA. Wow. Rodriguez, 3.80. Keith, 4.15, and me at 4.30.
I said 4.15 because I think he's going to have a good year, but I think he's going to get shelled here and there because he's readjusting to his new situation with his health. So,
all right. I'm going to go with Tyler McGill next. I know he's the number five starter, but he's starting the third game of the year. He's the three starter. It's not going to come back around.
It's okay. It's okay.
It is. Yeah. All right. Mama McGill. She's got to be thrilled. There it is.
Okay. All right. All righty.
I don't think that went over as well as you wanted it to.
Well, I didn't do anything. All right.
There he is.
The big drip himself. Tyler McGill, we have him combined at 11-9, a 4.26 ERA.
Wow, you guys have a low opinion of him.
You did have the most wins, 14. I had the least wins at 8.
I think he's a spurts guy.
But I had a better ERA. I had the best ERA, 4.17. You were 4.20.
That's fair, though, I think.
I was right there, 4.17.
He's only going to pitch 6 innings a game, so his ERA is going to be high.
We'll take 6 innings a game. sure.
That's big this
sorry guys
day and age. It's ridiculous.
That's yeah. But we'll take it. I mean,
okay.
I do think that.
Hey, listen. Back in the day when the Yankees had that bullpen, didn't they talk about making a 6-inning game? Get guy coming in the 7th, 8th, 9th, close it out.
Yeah, but these guys were ready to go 7, 8, and 9. They weren't like dead at 6. That's the difference. They kept
but are they dead? Are they dead?
Wait, let me finish. They managers. Kept them fresh by taking them out at 6 and then bringing in the relievers that they had. But at the same time, they were ready to go 8-9 innings, these guys. These guys nowadays, they're huffing and puffing at the 5th inning. And at 6, God forbid if they make 6 innings. Come on.
It's also management's fault. But I mean, listen, I really like the deal. Prior to
it's him all management. Hurt. It is all management fault. Players never said, "Oh, I can't go any more than this." Players always wanted to go out there. If you're a true competitor, you want to go out there and give it your all. But it's the guy.
Can't
it's
take the ball away part from, of it. If you're on the mound and the umpire and the manager comes out to take the ball away and you're good, you're not giving up the ball.
Or you throw it in the center field.
throw into center field.
Yeah, you throw well, into the dugout. Then you get situations like Matt Harvey in the 2015 World Series, and all of a sudden the manager.
He deserved to go out there and try, okay?
No, he did. I agree.
He should have taken
Hold on.
That was his, exactly Aquaman. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, no, no. I agree with you. I agree with you, Rodriguez. I'm just saying, like, public opinion. So
no, Farachi's opinion. He's trying to take my. What are you
talking
about?
Don't you talk about my Boo Bear?
What?
Oh God! Here we go.
Hold on. What did I say? All I'm saying is that I think it is all management's fault. If, like I said, if you're a true competitor, you're not asking to be out after six to stay fresh. It's the management fault. It's been the business side of it to say, oh, we gotta protect our investment. Gotta protect our investment. And then they went too far with it.
You gotta protect these.
It's so all management. I don't believe it. I don't even give the players any fault in this.
So this down, is all management. Why are you so excited about this? Nobody's arguing with you.
I want to bring it back to McGill real quick.
All right.
We're short on time. I could say something real quick. Before his injury, McGill, I really, really liked him. And I saw so much potential in him. Exactly. I do see him, not this year, but in the future, as a inning eater type of guy, more than six innings, just based off the way he pitches and stuff. So I'm hoping that's what he becomes. But I'm excited to see him in the rotation this year.
Hi, Laura.
Bohanson, don't do 2015 too soon. I agree. All right, that's a lot of hair. It's been cut since, right?
There's no hair anymore, though.
Oh my God.
Sean Manaea.
Come on, man. Maniacal.
I think I picked him for a losing record, didn't I?
You did.
I did.
You sure did. So did Joe.
Joe.
It's not a bad bet, to be honest, guys. A losing record for him, I can't disagree.
Can he even stop? Really? All your bases here. We can just stick to what you picked.
I mean, the thing that worries me about him is he's got, I don't know if he had the stamina for a full year. That's why. But I was being optimistic under the best circumstances. These guys are being realists, probably.
All right. Manaea says 9-12, 4.59.
Oh my God. Isaac, why do we even have him then, Isaac? Just
we have right now. Listen, we have 10 and 11, 10 wins, 11 losses, 4.51 ERA. Rodriguez had it at 15, has him at 15 and 13.
Yep.
Joe, 10 and 12. Keith, 10 and 8. I have him at least a little, a game over, 8 and 7.
I have him 2 games over.
Yeah,
I have him at 8 and 10 or 10 and 8?
No.
You have him at 8 and 10.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I did. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
All right. Let's move it right along to another new Met starting pitcher, Adrian Hauser. Last pitch for the Milwaukee Brewers. Came in that deal that the Mets made with them. We have him going 500, 9-9, a 4.10 ERA. Again, Rodriguez high on him. High number of wins, but also equal number of losses, 13 and 13.
Mm-hmm. I'm expecting these guys to pitch the whole year.
He's your real fifth starter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, starter, you take 9-9 and a 4.10 ERA.
I think
Miguel's outperforming him before Senga comes back. I mean,
When
Senga comes back, then whoever's crapping is gone.
Girl, how's you? You know what's up. Come stop my hut.
All right, Dom is at 4-14 for Hauser. 5.1.
4-14. Dang, Dom has to cut these guys. Wow, that's horrible.
4-14. That's rough. That's you're able to not watch Met games every fifth day.
That's back and play in my league. You suck.
All right. Now let's get to the guy who we got some good news on today. Our brand new ace, Kodai Senga. So it doesn't look like he's going to miss all that much time. Boom. There it is. Miss all that much time. Clean bill of health. He's going to start throwing in like 5 to 7 days. build up the arm strength and be back after the All-Star break. Oh, right.
6 weeks. 6 weeks, they said.
6 weeks.
That means the All-Star break.
All right. So, we're not too far off from a full season out of him. 14-5 is what we have him at, a 3.01 ERA.
We have him at 14-5?
14-5.
Wow. That's okay. You got to tell me who picked what.
All right. So I went 15-5, a 2.80 ERA.
Okay.
Keith went 13-3, a 3.12 ERA. You went 12-8, a 3.40 ERA. And producer Joe, 16-5, 2.70 ERA.
Hope you guys are right.
It's not that we're all not that far off from each other.
Yeah, we're pretty off. You guys have him a 10-plus game winner. I only don't have him that because his ERA is going to be good.
No, you have 12 wins.
So. I have 12 wins, and his ERA is pretty good on my end, but I don't think he's going to win that many games because of the team that we have. So I took that into account.
So you lied.
The offensive team.
Wow. Wow.
Traitor! Yep. When Senga pitches,
did you not see our projections for the hitters?
When Senga pitches, the opposing pitcher is going to be their number one.
Not always, because he's going to start somewhere in the middle of the year.
Most of the time, it will depend on
when he comes back.
Most of the time, it should be because he's the number one starter, number one against number one. So you got to take that into account too.
I think it was fair in my hitter predictions.
No, I'm saying if our hitter prediction come true, minus some of us on Vientos and Beatty. Oh, we forgot JD Martinez. You want to go back? No? All right. Let's get to the bullpen really quickly. We'll mostly hone in on the man that's coming back, baby. Best closer in baseball, baby. Edwin Diaz, we have him at 4-2, a 2.14 ERA, 42 saves.
That's very doable. He's done even better, right? With a better ERA and stuff.
You're damn right. Saves.
So I think I picked 38 for him.
Yes.
42 if I picked 38, somebody picked way over 42, I'm sure.
40 for me, 43 Rodriguez, and 45 for Joe.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's in that range. Yeah.
ERA.
I'm doing that out of reason.
No. ERA. I have him at, I went very, very optimistic, and I beat somebody who Rodriguez likes to call a traitor by 0.01. I have him coming in with an ERA of 1.70. this year. 235 for Keith, 240 for Rodriguez, and 210 for Joe. All excellent.
I mean, he's a stud, dude. He may be in the top three closers in baseball. He really is. So we're good. We're golden.
Without a doubt. Terzio has him 5-3, a 1.37 ERA.
Wow.
Terzio has 48 saves. Dom has him at 50 saves.
Wow. You need to have a better offensive team. We better have a – these guys are predicting
– or win a lot of close games. Guys,
you know? Well, stay in the game. Good pitching. Yeah. We better have really good – I mean, we've had good pitching, so I'm hopeful all that comes true, bro.
Trust me, I look at that Dodgers lineup, and it doesn't stop.
I hate it. Okay. In the interest of time here, we don't have to go through each of our predictions for the other four guys in the pen.
Talk about Drew Smith.
Really? Oh, that did it. I'll run through just the predictions overall real quickly. Adam Ottavino, we have 4-3, 3.75 ERA with a handful of saves. Drew Smith, we have him at 3-5, 4.23 ERA, couple saves. Brooks Raley, 3-3, 4.01 ERA, and Sean Reed Foley, 2-3, 3.95 ERA. So we don't know who that 2-4. What was Ottavino's ERA?
I'm sorry.
Ottavino 3.75. Joe was high at 4.40. You were the lowest at 3.20.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a good year, but, you know.
I hope so. I hope so. Drew Downtown Smith is included in the trade. Who? I don't know.
Dude, for a bag of balls and a rack of bats, honestly, go back to the Independence League. Wally Backman's looking for you.
Raul has Diaz at 38 saves and an ERA of 1.67. That's Dom, 1.68. All in the ones. We're very optimistic here. I was with you guys in the ones.
What was it, Moneyball? Fill up my soda machine for a year? Or what was the...
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Don't you fill it up for a year. How great. Imagine you playing for Oakland during that time.
Jeez.
David Justice smoothing out dollar bills.
20 plus wins in a row. I mean, but still, I mean, you got to think about that.
Oh, I thought you were looking at comments. All right. So we covered everybody. We didn't go into detail about those final four guys, but who cares? They're going to be great. Next week, JD Martinez is dumb. Next week, we're going to get into just the overall predictions. We'll go division by division. We'll talk who we think are going to win the awards, postseason awards. And who's going to win the World Series? That's
right.
Obviously the Mets, right?
You should add that to the agenda. Who's the first to DFA for the year? That's actually a pretty good poll. We should do that.
That is a good poll.
We'll put a poll up.
We're going to bring back once the season starts the Keith DFA of the week.
Yes.
Remember that?
And the Fuakata. Hello.
You know,
Fuakata's coming back. Fuakata is definitely coming back.
That's a regular season.
Yeah. First week of the regular season, and Keith's DFA of the week will come back the second week of the season.
Maybe I should do Farachi's douchebag of the week.
We could do Farachi's douchebag of the week.
Producer Joe didn't like that.
Producer Joe didn't like it.
And we could do moron of the week. We'll just pick apart the Mets.
No, Rodriguez. No, I feel like Rodriguez should have his should be called softy of the week.
Oh, why? Because I'm a nice guy.
Rodriguez is a shitty pitcher of the week.
That's exactly why, Rodriguez. That's the exact reason I was thinking. All right, let's start getting up on out of here before producer Joe's body reverts back into whatever it's going to become.
Pumpkin. Goes back into being a pumpkin.
All right, that's fair.
Less pumpkin-y.
What you got here on the way out?
Let's go, Mets. One more week of spring training left. Regular season baseball, aside from this nonsense in Korea, starts. Super excited.
Oh, God.
Who is that guy? I don't recognize him. Super excited, and I can't wait.
Some old wrestler from the 50s.
Yeah, I can't wait because it's going to be a wild card struggle for us this year. So I can't wait to get into it, and hopefully we stand in there and get into some playoff baseball.
Optimism, man. Optimism's crazy in this place today. I'm glad to hear it. Happy to hear optimism. Much better than the
milk.
Yeah, poop in the milk.
Wait, no, that comes later when the optimistic projections don't get fulfilled.
That'll come next week.
Week minus two. Wait till we get to week four. Believe me, that optimism will probably fly out the door.
usually by May we're miserable. So
Wow, guys, we're going to do good this year. Fantastic. Focus.
I love it. We're going to be great. Here we go.
All right, there it is. All right. Terzio says, let's go, Mets. F the Braves.
Terzio did not do what he's supposed to do. So I'm getting sick
he
of
did
you.
It. He
Terzio.
Did. I don't know. I have no idea where it is now. But
good Lord.
I saw it at some point. Maybe producer Joe can find it.
Producer Joe looks like he's not moving or something. I don't know.
Unpopular opinion.
No, man. I'm way past scrolling 17 pages back. He made multiple wife jokes.
Okay? I like 17 pages of comments, though.
I promise. Dang.
All right. Forgiven, Terzio. You the man.
My ex-wife does not believe in obstruction. There's no obstructing that thing. That's what's happening. It's a white canal.
That's a good one. I'm sure this is probably the joke he played when we were talking about the second base rule.
Yes.
Nice job, Sergio. I'm
good one.
Producer right. Joe, what yeah, you we'll got on give, the way out?
We'll give this to Terzio.
JD Martinez, breaking news. Sorry. JD Martinez for the Mets. Hold on.
Oh, breaking news.
1 year, $12 million for JD Martinez with the Mets.
Mientos.
Vientos, that does probably mean that. And I was joking around that we forgot about JD Martinez.
Wait, is that a crotch?
Yes. Yeah.
Then bye bye Vientos or Batty.
Can we? I mean, I know we're running late, but can we take 2 minutes and discuss that, because that's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. Real quick.
I like that. And I'm sorry, because I know I promoted our rookies getting a chance all year and everything else, but I think that if we're going to make any kind of playoff push within a wild card, I think JD Martinez is a huge push into a legitimate DH that will help us get into that position and lengthen our lineup.
Rodriguez, what do you think? I know you're opposed to this, but now –
I'm opposed to it because I wanted the youth to play out and stuff, but the move has been made. They made the decision. They want a guy behind Pete Alonso that can drive in runs and put pressure on the pitcher to have to throw to Alonso. So, I mean, that's what it is.
Absolutely. I'm okay with it. In today's
market, yeah, that's fine. If he can do what he did last year, or at least hit 20 to 25 home runs and drive in some RBIs.
How are they going to go?
So let's go.
I think our year, and I honestly think that it's going to make the Met games a little more exciting to watch.
So listen to this lineup now. Obviously, people react very quickly here. This lineup, as opposed to what we were looking at before: Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, Martinez, Alvarez. The amount of pop from Lindor to Alvarez,
beautiful.
There's some decent pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
McNeil, Marte, Beatty, and Bader.
It's not that bad. And honestly, Martinez adds a level of experience and knowledge to the team that hopefully he's willing to instill into the
rest. He's a hitter. He's a major league hitter, and he's got experience. Amen. He's gonna provide some of that. So what can you say? But let's go, Matt.
I want to hear really quickly from producer Joe, because the falling asleep, it didn't work earlier. But if he gives just a few seconds of his, you know, opinion on JD Martinez signing, it might happen. Let's see. Let's watch.
I think it changes our lineup significantly. There we go. Good. That's a record. 7 seconds.
All right. On that note, producer Joe, get us out of here. We'll be back next week for opening day, baby. Let's do it.
Woo! Put up the bucks.